It's estimated 65,000 New Zealanders are already living with the eye disease glaucoma, the leading cause of preventable blindness in New Zealand, but are totally unaware. Early stage glaucoma has no symptoms until damage has already been caused, but if caught early, it can be treated and prevent future blindness. Up until now, the disease was picked up through health tests, such as those done at the optometrist. But now anyone who has glaucoma in the family or is worried can pay for a genetic test to check their predisposition to the disease. New research is also indicating how a healthy lifestyle and controlling high blood pressure can help with prevention. Estelle Power has glaucoma and is with us this morning. Kia ora, Estelle. Thanks for your time.
Hello.
With us too is Professor Helen Denish-Meyer, a specialist surgeon and a leading authority on the disease. Kia ora, Helen.
Good morning, Catherine.
Estelle, can we start with you? Could you tell us a little bit more about your experience and what it's like to have glaucoma for those who don't know someone with it?
Yes, for me, my glaucoma has been pain-free pretty much for the last 20 years. The glaucoma, like mine, of course, can be pain-free with no symptoms, so you don't actually know you've got it. And in the meantime, your vision is slowly disappearing, which is what happened to me. And, of course, you can never get that vision back again. It's permanent. And I know it's for the rest of my life, and there is no cure. So I recommend everyone to get their eyes checked as soon as possible, because as soon as it's detected, the better, and it can minimise your vision loss.
How did you notice vision changing? What were some of the signs that you clicked onto?
Quite some time ago, I noticed I had a blind spot in the middle of my right eye, in the centre, and I told my family, and my daughter Googled it, as they do, and she said to me, "Mum, I think it could be glaucoma. You should get your eyes checked," which I did, as an optometrist, and she suspected glaucoma and forwarded me to a specialist who was Professor Helen Denish-Meyer, and that was about 17 years ago. So I'd actually had it for a little while, unknown in the meantime, and lost some vision, extra vision, which could have been prevented.
And contrast, did you notice a change in contrast as well in your eyesight?
At that point, I probably hadn't, but I do now, yes.
So you were able to get to the specialist, and was this confirmation, was it? Just explain how it was confirmed.
Yes, Helen confirmed that I had glaucoma, and with all the different tests they do, confirmed that I had lost some vision, mainly in my right eye. At that point, only a small amount in my left eye. They are in different places in my eyes, so it doesn't affect my vision, or didn't then, too much. So I was unaware, unless I shut one eye.
And what treatment have you had, Estelle?
I've had a lot of treatment. I've started with eye drops, I've had lasering, and I've had two operations, you could call a trabeculectomy, which took me about 6 months just to be able to say that word. I have had one in each eye, and these create a drainage area in your eye that then you have what's called a bleb. And this bleb, I've had several procedures to, as scar tissue builds up and blocks the drainage area, she removes the scar tissue so that it lets the fluid drain again. The last procedure was only 3 weeks ago, and I'm still on eye drops after that. But it did work, and my pressure's come back down a bit more.
So how is your eyesight? 17 years now since diagnosed, and with the ongoing treatment, how would you describe your eyesight, Estelle?
My right eye is quite blind, particularly because it's in the middle. So when you look around, if I only look with my right eye, I see very little, because as you move, of course, the blind spot moves with it. But my left eye, my vision loss is actually around the outside edge more towards the top. So with both eyes open, I can see a lot better.
And how has it affected daily life?
Well, I guess it's mostly because of my right eye being so blind, it can't read, and it's got colourblind now as well. So because of that, because of them not being able to see with it so well, I haven't got very good 3D, so So I have to be very careful on steps, on curbs. Well, watch out for curbs so I don't fall down them, which has nearly happened. And uneven surfaces on footpaths, if they go up and down, I go a little bit too fast up and down. It's quite funny because my family and friends have got to know now, and so they, if I'm walking with them, they'll warn me about steps or bumps or something I might fall over so I don't trip. Yep. I set timers on my phone to remind me to do things like my eye drops or eye massages, and I have my computer and my phone set with a black background and white print because that creates the best contrast and I can see it the easiest. And I have quite big print on my phone and my computer.
However, signs this treatment you've had, this treatment you had has obviously has kept more vision than otherwise, Estelle, having yes. treatment for these years. Stay with us. Thanks very much for sharing your story. Let's bring in Professor Helen Danish-Meyer, please excuse me, a specialist surgeon and a leading authority on the disease. Helen, how significant is the contribution of glaucoma to sight loss in this country?
Well, glaucoma is the leading cause of preventable blindness in New Zealand. It's significant in New Zealand. It's significant internationally. I think what makes glaucoma unique amongst causes of blindness is that the blindness is preventable if it's caught early and treated. And I think Estelle gives a very clear story of how her right eye was quite advanced, so it's been much more difficult to control the glaucoma in that eye. But with the left eye, because it was caught earlier, we had a lot more time and options to maintain her vision in that eye.
What is it? How does it damage the eyesight? What's going on?
Yeah, so actually, you know, glaucoma is a name that applies to a group of conditions. It's a hypernym, and there are many different types of glaucoma. The most common is what we call open-angle glaucoma, and it is silent. And ultimately, glaucoma is a process where there's damage to the optic nerve, which is the nerve of sight, which connects the eyeball to the brain. And this damage occurs slowly and insidiously, and is impacted by several factors that we know of. The ones we are fairly well understood are the pressure in the eye. So the higher the pressure in the eye, the greater the risk of damage. But every optic nerve has a different level of vulnerability. So when the pressure exceeds that person's level of vulnerability, that's when glaucoma occurs. And that's when the genetics is quite relevant. So if you have a genetic risk for glaucoma, then you may be at risk at a lower pressure than other people. Age is also a risk. As we get older, the risk of glaucoma is also greater. And so those are the main three really well understood risk factors.
I'm well familiar with the puff test from yes. seeing my optometrist to check the pressure in the eye, but I yes. am very, very short-sighted. For people who don't wear glasses or see an optometrist regularly, how can they keep an eye out, pardon the pun, an eye out for these symptoms?
And Catherine, that's a perfect example of why people are often missed, because you go to your optometrist because you need to for your short-sightedness, but people who don't need that, and then they come to the age of where they need reading glasses and they buy the over-the-counter ones, they're the ones who are often missed and present quite late because they just keep buying the over-the-counter glasses when really glaucoma New Zealand has a 45+5 policy, so that everyone should go to their optometrist between the ages of 45 and 50 for a glaucoma check, and then if you're in the all clear, every 5 years after that. But if you have some risk factors, then those visits need to be more frequent. But that's why people are missed. You're spot on with your comment there.
Tell me what contribution then this new genetic test can make. First, how do you access it?
Well, I guess the first question really is, what is the role of genetics in glaucoma? And I think that, you know, genetics is glaucoma is one of the most diseases that has the greatest hereditary component. You know, in fact, in a US study where they reviewed insurance claims, they saw that glaucoma was the third most heritable disease with a hereditable risk factor of 70%. So genetics is a very important risk factor in glaucoma. Now, normally when we think of genetics, we think of what we call Mendelian genetics, where if you have one gene, you will get the disease. But that's only 5% of glaucoma. Most of glaucoma is a compounded of multiple small genes that add up together to increase your risk of glaucoma. So that's what we call a polygenetic, meaning that there are multiple genes that affect that. So the new risk score that has been developed, and it's still being further developed, adds up all your small gene risks and gives you a polygenic risk score. So that means with all the aggregate multiple genes that you may have, it gives you a risk of developing glaucoma. It still doesn't say you will definitely get glaucoma, but it gives you the risk compared to if you didn't have those genes. In New Zealand, it has just become available last year. Unfortunately, it's not funded at the moment. But I think as more studies are done and it shows how it can help ophthalmologists and even on a community level manage glaucoma, it should become more and more available.
It's about Australian $350 by the looks of it. So that's probably just
a
bit
exactly
more than
right.
That in New Zealand. Look, new research,
right.
I think the blood pressure is a risk factor for it. Of course, it damages lots of delicate things, high blood pressure. But I'd just like to finish with what those very early signs will be. Estelle told us hers, but she first really noticed it, I guess, with the blind spot. But what are the very first inklings that you should get checked out, Helen?
Yes, and I think that Estelle described it perfectly. It is a silent disease. Glaucoma is called the silent thief of sight because the symptoms are not present early in the disease. They only come in later in the disease. So it really does require people to go in to their optometrist for an eye check. The symptoms don't appear until there's quite advanced visual loss. So it is very important to go in for an eye check. It is preventable, but if it's not caught early, it is permanent. So I think that's the message that Glaucoma New Zealand has, is that it's time for everyone to have a good eye check and remember that it is blindness is preventable if we can catch it early.
That's very clear. Thanks both of you very much for that. Helen Danish-Meyer and Estelle Powell.